In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. The Indian government cut the windfall tax on crude oil to Rs 4,100 per tonne from Rs 6,400 per tonne, effective from today, and has also left the windfall tax on petrol, diesel and aviation turbine fuel at zero. These tax rates are revised fortnightly based on oil price fluctuations. Last month, the government had cut the windfall tax on petroleum crude to zero from Rs 3,500 per tonne, with levy for diesel being cut to Rs 0.50 per litre from Rs 1. The levy on crude was high to Rs 6,400 per ton on April 19. In another news, IBM's chief executive officer Arvind Krishna said the tech firm is looking to pause hiring for roles it thinks could be replaced with artificial intelligence in the coming years, while hiring in back office functions such as human resources will be suspended or slowed. Krishna sees 30% of such roles getting replaced by AI and automation over a five-year period. Not just IBM, but Morgan Stanley is also preparing a fresh round of job cuts amid a renewed focus on expenses as recession fears delay a rebound in deal-making. Reports tell that senior managers are discussing plans to eliminate about 3,000 jobs from the global workforce by the end of this quarter, which would amount to roughly 5% of staff, testing times on the jobs front indeed. On the market front, Adani Green Energy reported a four-fold increase in its consolidated net profit to Rs 507 crore in the March quarter compared to the same period a year ago, mainly due to higher revenues. Reacting to the bumper earnings, shares of Adani Green was locked in 5% upper circuit earlier in the morning. The company also announced the appointment of Amit Singh as its new CEO with effect from May 11 amid key management changes within the organization. For more updates on the stock action, stay tuned to Money Control. On the political front, veteran politician and Nationalist Congress Party President Sharad Pawar announced that he has decided to step down as the party leader. Pawar announced his decision during the book launch of his autobiography at the Yashwantrao Chavan Pratishthan earlier today, to which NCP officials and workers reacted with protests. As artificial intelligence steps out of sci-fi and makes its way deeper into our lives, one of its pioneers, Geoffrey Hinton, has left his job at tech giant Google, warning of danger ahead. Hinton expressed regret about his life's work and said he quit his job to speak freely about the dangers of AI in an interview with New York Times. As the interview made waves across the world, the tech pioneer also tweeted that he left Google to talk about the dangers of AI and not to criticize the tech company. Moving on, reports suggest that private equity firm Carlyle and Indian billionaire Azim Premji's investment unit are in separate talks to invest about $150 million in TVS Credit Services, an arm of scooter and motorcycle makers TVS Motors. The winner of the race to bet on India's fast-growing shadow banking sector could get a stake of 20%. A valuation of about 50 billion rupees for TVS Credit is reportedly being discussed. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.